Hi, we are...
On the way to California, and I don't mean California, literally. I was thinking it's so comforting quiet. You read so softly over my head. It's late, but I am maintaining interest in the things that you say. I could listen to you speak all day. In the silence, dripping wet with kisses running down my lips, could be just a good friend. Who knows at this point anyway? There's just something about the way you surrender your eyes without this barrier of bodies. We'd already be inside, like two children at first glance. We're building castles in the sand. It is so delicately dreamt of, this immediate intimacy. On the way to California, and I don't mean California literally. I was thinking I'm not dreaming. Of me, I've got a feeling buried deep down, and who knows what it means to have a feeling buried so deep down. But I've never felt quite so open for love. I've never felt quite so open before, and maybe my imagination runs away with me. You break my heart, oh, my heart, oh, my heart.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Songs with Words. This is Joe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, as you may notice, we do not have my amazing dynamic counterpart, V. I'm all alone V has left for California, and this episode of Songs with Words is about how much we miss each other. She still collaborated on the playlist, and that was her pick, California by Angel Olsen. We have, I think, some words. I have a secret folded up little sailboat that I think has words in it that I have been instructed to not open till I am about to read it. So I will get to that a little later on, but now I'm going to play Taking Pictures of You by The Kooks.
I have a secret I want to tell you. Each time that I close my eyes, I can feel you. I run away with my imagination, and I am blinded by your light. You fill up the room. Oh, I have a secret I need to tell you. Exquisite visions fill up my mind. Do you remember me taking pictures of you as the light came through? You were running away, and I asked you for a place to stay. Do you remember me taking pictures of you? Taking pictures of you. I have a secret I need to tell you. I have been true and I needed no clue. We live in such extraordinary times. Exquisite visions fill up my mind.
Sometimes I'm tired and I wonder what's so all-fired important about being someplace at some time. Whoa, but I don't really mind, 'cause I could be on Easy Street, and I know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet. Wonder what you're doing, playing the games you play. Hey, well, it's true what they say. If you wanna feel complete, don't you know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet? A friend of mine once told me, her end. On this you can depend, they always do. And I can tell you that it's true. It's a feeling that can't be beat. And you got to do it. You got to take the bitter with the sweet. You got to take the bitter with the sweet.
Because of leaving, but everything reminds me of her this evening. So if I seem a little out of it, sorry. Why should I lie? Everything reminds me of her. Spinning the earth and pale, the silhouette of the sun on the steeple. And I gotta hear the same sermon all the time now from you people. Why are you staring into outer space, crying? Just because you came across it and lost it, everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her.
That was Bitter with the Sweet by Carole King, and then Everything Reminds Me of Her by Elliot Smith. So if you couldn't tell, the theme of this is me and V missing each other. And now I need a little pick-me-up because I ran out of oat milk this morning, so I couldn't have my coffee. And then I tried to get it from my place of employment, the sink, and the building was locked, so I couldn't even get to the cafe inside of it. So now I'm in the midst of opening, at this very moment, the little folded up hat / ship / whatever it is that Veronica origamied. I'm going to read it. Read as follows, every word, exactly as it is written. I chose this poem for Joe. For me, in parentheses, for me, because I am Joe, and I am reading this. And night, and right now. Whom I am missing very dearly from over here all the way in the great California. I love you, Joe, and I hope you are staying very warm. This is a placeholder for all the hugs I can't give you this week. Aw, Veronica. Oh, sorry. I'm not reading word for word. I'll give my commentary at the end. You Who Never Arrived by Rainer Marie Reich. You who never arrived in my arms, beloved who were lost from the start. I don't even know what songs would please you. I have given up trying to recognize you in the surging wave of the next moment. All the immense images in me, the far-off, deeply cities, towers and bridges, and unsuspected turns in the path. Veronica, your handwriting is really messy. And those powerful lands that were once pulsing with the life of the of the goots all rise within me to mean you who further elude me, you beloved who all the gardens I have ever gated at, lounging in the window in a country house, and you almost stepped out, pursive to meet me, streets that I chanced up on. You had just walked down them and vanished. And sometimes, in a shape, the mirrors were still dizzy with your presence, and I, startled, gave back my too sudden image. Who knows, perhaps the same bird echoed through both of us yesterday, separate in the evening. Wow, Veronica, that was amazing. Tears in my eyes right now. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, me and Veronica walked the campus of Tufts University arm in arm, and we're just cooler than everybody else in those moments as like a duo. And then like once one of us is split off, it weakens our mutual power. Well, I'm sorry, Veronica, if I butchered some of that poem. In my defense, the handwriting is very small. And I love you too. And now I will be playing, or no, Veronica's choice will be Baby Where Are You by Mountain Man.
If I could be, baby, where you are. If I could be, baby, where you are. If I could see, baby, what you see. Just to be, baby.
friends, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Tell that we are gonna be friends.
So that was We're Gonna Be Friends by The White Stripes, one of my favorite songs ever. So I chose a poem last night, and I was worried that it wouldn't go along with whatever was hiding in Veronica's little origami, but I think it does, so I'll read that now. It's called Absence by Walter Landor. I don't really know anything else about this poet, but I think that I read this poem in some sort of book, maybe in my AP Lit class, and when we decided on doing a show about missing each other, it came into my head. Okay. Here, ever since you went abroad, if there be change, no change I see. I only walk our woaded road. The road is only walked by me. Yes, I forgot a change there is. Was it of that you bade me tell? I catch at times I miss the sight, the tone I know so well. Only 2 months, 2 days. Since you stood here, two shortest days, then tell me why. Voices are harsher than they were, and tears are longer, they dry. Yeah, so that was Abroad. And if you couldn't tell, I was changing it for 2 months to 2 days. I didn't need to say that. You guys could tell. Okay, well, anyways, moving on. We're gonna do Love by Dr. Dog next. So, here you go.
She was the one. of all the things we did today. Here, and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you, and I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. Not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
Falls out, at least I'll have without you.
So what just played was Without You by Perfume Genius, and then before that was Darling Be Home Soon by The Lovin' Spoonful. Veronica, darling, please be home soon. I miss you dearly. Tufts is a different place without you. Next we have I Call Your Name by The Mamas and The Papas, and then after that, Tired of Being Alone by Al Green.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair?
Don't you know I can't sleep at night since you've been gone? I never weep at night.
I can't go on.
Don't you know I can't take it?
You know I can't sleep at night, but just the same, I never weep at night. I call your name.
Don't you know I can't take it? I don't know who can. I'm not gonna make it. I'm not that kind of man. Don't you know I can't sleep at night? But just the
tell you like it is. Honey, please love me if you will.
Hey, baby,
I'm tired of being alone here by myself now. I tell you, I'm tired, baby. I'm tired of being all wrapped up late at night. In my dreams, nobody but you. Say you do. You see, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometimes I fool moms, I say, oh, oh, baby, hey, needing you has proven to me to be my greatest dream.
Save your tears.
Sorry, losing my voice a little bit. So that was Here With Me by D4VD. I'm not really sure how you pronounce that artist's name, so I'm just going to go with saying out every letter / number. All right. Next, we have Nice Day for a Sulk by Belle and Sebastian. And I think we put a little too many songs on our playlist, so I'm going to have to do some adjusting as this song plays and pick just a last maybe one or two favorites and then end with the most, the best song ever. I'll just wait. You guys will have, well, you'll see. It's just the perfect song for this occasion. Okay, well, here is Nice Day for a Sulk by Belle and Sebastian.
Around and find you are no longer where you used to be. songs except the love you offer to surround me with. And anything you ask of me, I'll give.
That was Song to Keep You Company by Bridget St. John, and before that, Nice Day for a Sulk by Belle and Sebastian. And now it is the best time of the hour. It is time for a PSA. Not gonna lie, I forgot about the PSA, so I just opened it to a random page, and I think that it is perfect. It is the dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Didn't know that. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I thought that one was really perfect because Veronica has been waiting to go home and go to her farmers markets so she can have all the most amazing fresh fruit. And personally, I have to eat dried fruit in sad, cold Boston. Anyways, now we will end this Songs with Words, the third Songs with Words, technically the fourth, but like our second was a substitute. So we're going to say it's the third Songs with Words episode with the song Please Come to Boston by Dave Loggins. And Veronica, please come back to Boston soon. I miss you dearly. And this is Songs with Words, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk and buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said, no. Would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw I love you echoes down the canyons. And then lie awake at night until they come back around. Come to Denver, she said no. boy, would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. 'Cause I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Now this drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt that it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams I've lost or found, and all that I ain't got, I still need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever. California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean, and there's some stars that fell from the sky and living up on the hill. Please come to L.A., she just said no. Boy, won't you come home to me? She said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? L.A. can't be your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. No, no, I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.